Sunday the 1st of March 2020, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, Parables of Christ. Sermon title, Have Mercy. Bible reading, Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35, talk by Reverend Chika Nduku. The Bible reading was omitted from the original recording, so I'm going to read that for you now. And it's Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. And it's the parable of the unmerciful servant. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that they had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay it back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you? In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart. That was the word of the Lord from the Bible reading. Now it's over to Chika.
Gracious God, speak through me that we may understand the parable that we had this morning. May the word I speak be your word, and may we listen to your word this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning again. And it's good to see us here today, at least just to enjoy the sun a bit today. But I think it's not promising for the week, but let us enjoy today. Today's sermon series is just based on the parable of Christ. And the sermon title today is Have Mercy. Have Mercy. If we listen to the collect we had today, we can just recollect that what the collect is talking about is the preparation of the Lent. How Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Christ had no sin, but he fasted. Why was he fasting? Because of you and because of me. And because of his mercy, Christ had compassion on us. He accepted to be born by a woman and to be crucified because of our sins. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The phrase help in time of need means that you get healing when you are sick, provision when you are in lack, restoration when your relationship with a loved one breaks down, and favor when news of job is cut and bad prospects are rife. The parable where we heard today from the reading is about our greediness, our wickedness. Look at how smart Peter was. Peter came to Christ and said to him, "How many times will I forget my neighbor when he sinned against me? 7 times 7. He couldn't allow Jesus to say that, but he just put that word across to Jesus. How smart. 7 times 7. But Jesus said, "Now." I didn't say 7 times 7. Brother, I said 70 times 70. Some people might equally have one big book writing every time you've offended them, they write it down. The parable tells us about a servant that was owing the master. He pleaded, and the master had compassion upon him and gave him time and said to him, "Go." But lo and behold, another servant was owing the servant he has given mercy upon. The money he was owing the master was huge. But the one that the servant was owing him was little. He couldn't let go. He shouted, he scolded, he did everything and said to him, "You must pay me my money." He dragged this man and made sure he paid the money. And they, in their own tradition, if you cannot pay the money, they will take your family into slavery until the debts have been paid. This servant couldn't even have mercy upon his fellow servant. The whistleblower, another servant, went to the master and said to him, "Look at what this man did. I thought he forgave him. Why must he punish this man? Because of the little money he's owing." And the master was angry and called the servant a wicked person. What is this parable telling you today? In our own daily lives, what is it telling you today? I remember yesterday, we went to Asda to buy something. I have my children in the car. You know, you have the right to park on the children's section where you have children and parents. Somebody was coming out. I was patiently waiting for him to drive out. As we were there, patiently waiting, you know, all these fast girls, as soon as the man came out, she drove straight. And I beat my horn. I said to her, "I've been here waiting." She said, "I have children." And she pointed the children at the back. And I said to her, "I have my own at the back too." She drove out. At the initial time, I wanted to say, "Okay, sorry, just park, let me go." But apparently, the age of her children, a boy and a girl, are the same age of my own children. I haven't seen anybody swearing like that before. She started swearing from where she parked, came towards where we were going. My son was scared. She was swearing at me, and I was just very bold enough, and I didn't even say anything. I was patient enough. And I said to myself, "You can't swear and touch me. Because if you touch me, that in me that is greater than is in you will deal with you." I didn't want to say anything. But you see, the world now, the way the world is changing, do we have mercy? I was having that mercy in her because I know she is not the person that was swearing, but something in her was swearing. Maybe she was angry because of something that happened to her. And you can't tell me that somebody will be happy from the house and come out and be swearing on the road. There must be something that triggered that. Jesus Christ is our merciful Father. Remember, when he was going, there are people that were sick. People started shouting, "Son of David, have mercy upon us." And see how smart Jesus is. He said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" There are some areas where we talk about miracle. You see somebody who comes to you and started shouting, I need a prayer. Please, can you pray for me? You didn't ask the person, "What do you want me to pray for?" You started praying. Some people just start laying hands on the head where the problem is at the worst. Jesus said to the person, the people that were shouting, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they requested for that healing. That shouting, "Jesus Christ, the Son of David, have mercy upon us." Is it appropriate for us to shout this time? Have you shouted this mercy before? If not, what are you waiting for? Even if you don't have television, you have people that talk about it. Even if you don't have people that talk about it, the street where you walk every day will tell you that this world is not at peace. The world where we live in is not at peace. And why? Jesus didn't destroy the world. He came for us. He died for us. This world was created beautifully by God. But we used our hands to destroy it. You see people in authority trying to use their power to play some games. What is running now? Coronavirus. People living in South Korea, they are trying to bring up a law that will allow them to shoot those people to death. Was it a crime? They didn't commit any crime. They only contracted the virus. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, have mercy upon us. This is the time of Lent. If you cannot come and stay with your people and be together as Christians and go through this Lent course on every Wednesday, how do you practice Lent in your house? If you don't know what to ask, if you don't know what to pray, go home, kneel down, and shout this shout of request. Jesus Christ, Son of David, Son of God, have mercy upon us. In your family, you have something to ask God to have mercy. On the streets, you have something to ask God to have mercy. How are you living your life? This is a time where you reflect. Lent is a time where you let go and also to take something in. You don't take something away and you leave your body empty. You must bring something in again. Unfortunately, my daughter said to me, "Daddy, you know what? I'm going to just, this Lent, I will stop eating junk food." I said, "That's all? And who is going to be buying you that junk food?" Junk food is not about Lent. It's about something inward. What do you bring in? What is making you to be angry? Ask God, "Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy upon me." Let this prayer be something serious in our life during this Lent. Let this shout be heard everywhere. Let this prayer of mercy from God, from Jesus Christ, be our prayer, for we are in trouble. But in Proverbs it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower where the righteous run into and they are saved." Where will you run to? Call that name of Jesus Christ. Because by that name of Jesus Christ, it says, every knee shall bow. And every tongue that confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord shall be saved. What are you waiting for? Call that name Jesus Christ, for he will have compassion upon you. He has paid the price. He don't see you as a sinner, but he sees you every time as his own children. Are we going to continue to pray this prayer? Are we going to relent and say, it's none of my business? It's our business. Jesus Christ, Son of David, Son of God, have mercy upon us. Amen.